This is the Don and Mike Show.
Somebody lit a doobie.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, now that wasn't much of a tape, was it?
Yeah. I like this music, though.
Here's another tape. Oh, here's Keith Olbermann.
What if the story that Jesus was resurrected and rose to heaven had somehow been contradicted by new conclusive proof other than, you know, the laws of physics? Would any Christian denomination really call it a day and pack up shop?
But you know what it is with him?
Oh, yeah. That is definitely the ganja.
Right.
Like a life-altering herpetic sore. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, friends, here we go. Charlie time. Now, we have a star of tomorrow today on our telephone.
Really?
Her name is Lynn Marie. Let me give you a taste of her brand-new hit CD.
Please.
Her brand-new hit CD is called Party Dress.
Party Dress.
Mm. Let's go to cut number... Ooh, how about cut number 14? She rocks out on the accordion. She's got her accordion. She's going to play for us live today. And Mike's got his glass of Negrita rum or whatever the hell that
Negrita
stuff is. Negrita rum. We're ready for the Charlie interview. But first, let's hear from Rockin' Lynn Marie. KFR.
She's got a squeeze box she wears on her chest.
Jeez.
When daddy comes home, he never gets no rest. Cause she's playing all night. And the music's all right.
That rocks out, huh?
Mama's got a squeeze box.
Nice.
Daddy never sleeps at night.
Well, you like that, Charlie? Come on. Hey, Charlie.
Oh.
Wait, you didn't like that?
No, it's not that I didn't like that. It's,
What's the problem?
What?
Did you have fun today on the show?
Oh. What do you mean?
You have fun with everybody you had on?
What do you mean, Tom and Robert?
Mm. Yeah. And the new tapes that you like from Merrill Howard Kalin?
Oh, you mean,
Well, hi, everybody.
Gee, Don.
Yes, Charlie.
Gee, Don.
Yes, Charlie.
Who does that sound like? Play it again.
Well, hi, everybody.
Very high-voiced.
Yep.
Charlie?
You know who that sounds like? I've got to tell you, that sounds just like Charlie.
Can I tell you something, though?
What?
Without tearing down the third wall, or whatever we call it?
What?
He's real.
And I'm not. You unbelievable bastard!
That's all, folks!
I don't know what to do anymore. I mean, I come in here, and you ask me to do this... And interview the silly lady with the accordion. Well, she might not be silly, but make it silly. And all I do is listen to Tom Gavin yelling at Robert, and it's just too much. Sometimes it's just overwhelming to me.
Can you please get into character?
You mean stupid Charlie?
For God's sake, would you please get into character?
Yes, get into character as stupid Charlie so that you can... Yes, Rob, Charlie. Oh, Lord, I've pronounced the R. Ass. You're all asses. Now, I would love to do just once in my life, I would love to do a legitimate interview with someone. I read. I go to the theater. Mm-hmm. I study. I have degrees. But instead you say, get into your character. Is this the young lady with the accordion?
This is her other song.
I think she's incredibly talented.
Song Stuck in the Middle with You.
But you don't want that from me. I know what you want.
Jerry Rafferty, Steeler's Wheel.
You want me to be dumb Charlie and say, Charlie, hello, pizza, ice cream.
Can't
but I think
please?
She's actually got... Is she a trained musician? You don't want those kind of questions, do you?
Not really, Charlie.
You want dumb Charlie?
You know, we love dumb Charlie.
All right, I'm going to ask a favor.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to ask you to open the door and then open it again so that I can come in and really properly make an entrance. And I will come in, but I want you to know.
Yes, Charlie.
I am not thrilled about a show that I have to appear on when I've been preceded by tapes from Merrill Howard Kalin.
Well, hi, everybody.
My point is made.
Yeah.
And also Thomas Aloysius Gavin.
Oh,
Not fair, but let me go out and I'll come back in and do it right now because I'm just not,
Let's welcome Al. Get into character,
well,
man.
Well, I have to step outside and then step back
in.
Charlie.
I'm going outside now. I'll be right back.
Stewart.
Hey, accordion music. We're going to love accordion music. I love the accordion. We had an accordion player in the studio one time, Don. It was lots of fun. Hello, everybody. My name's Charlie. Charlie Stewang Stavlek. Let's go to Six Flags with the bald man. I love this.
Charlie, we have a rock star on the line for you today.
A rock star on the line.
Her name
we
is...
We like to party.
Her name
we
is...
We like to party, party. We like to party. Because we're always Charlie, Charlie. We like to party. I'm here.
Her name is Lynn Marie.
Lynn Marie! Hello.
Right now. Hello, Lynn Marie.
Lynn Marie.
Yes.
Hello, Lynn Marie. My name's Charlie Stewang Stabilek, and you're on the Don and Mike Show.
And you all are nuts.
I am a nut. They tell me that you play the accordion. Isn't that right?
I'm scared. Let me tell you that much.
Lynn Marie.
Yes.
May I ask you some questions, please?
Yes, you can.
I have a bunch of them.
Okay.
How long have you been playing the accordion?
Very long.
Very long. I can't play any musical instruments at all. I do play the kazoo, though.
Oh,
I didn't bring
sorry.
It with me. I didn't bring it with me today, though.
Oh, sorry.
Jay Leno called you the Dixie Chick of the accordion.
Yes.
Yay!
Yay!
You like Jay Leno, don't you, Charlie?
I think he's the funniest show. He's got really good bright lights on his show. That's right, Kevin Matthews. Can you play something for us, please?
Sure.
Okay. What are you
going
to play?
Are you going to dance?
I'm going to dance like crazy, Lynn Marie.
All right.
Like crazy, Lynn Marie.
Look at him go.
Charlie. She's rocking out now.
Yeah. Nicely done.
Have another drink, Mike.
Bravo! I danced like crazy. My feet hurt. I was dancing so much.
Oh, good, good, good.
Why do you like the accordion so bad?
Why?
Why? Why, Lynn Marie? Why?
Maybe because not so many people play it.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Charlie, look at
cool
the cover
sound.
Of on the cover of her CD.
Can I see the CD, please?
Look what she's wearing on the cover of her CD.
Oh, I didn't know you. I thought you were older. I thought you were a lot older.
Ah, so that's a good thing.
Yeah. Can I ask you something about the cover of your album?
Yes.
Are you wearing anything under there?
What does it look like?
It looks like you're not.
I'm not.
It looks like you don't got nothing on under there.
She's just got an accordion in front
That's
of her.
That's it. Just my accordion as my dress.
Charlie.
You just have an accordion on?
Is it going to happen?
Is that you? Are you kind of like, are you kind of like a bear under there? Are you bear?
I am.
Boom!
Oh. Do you have your sweatpants on, Charlie?
Oh, boy.
Can't you tell?
I'm sorry. I'm all discombobulated right now. I really am. Lynn Marie.
Yes.
Do you travel with a whole band of guys?
Yes.
Do you have a husband or a boyfriend?
I have a husband.
How many years you been married, lady?
Over 15. How's that?
Wow. Play me another song on your accordion because I want to dance.
You want to dance?
I want to dance, baby.
Charlie, what is the name of her CD?
Her CD is called Party Dress. Lynn Marie and the Box Hounds. Did I read that okay? You know what, Don?
Here we go.
The only thing that's missing is the cake. It's the cake.
Never ending love for you.
Yeah.
From now on, that's all I want to do. From the first time we met,
I knew
I'd have a never-ending love for you.
Yeah.
Yay. You're terrific.
Thank you very much.
You're terrific. All right, now I've got the serious questions. Are you ready?
Yes.
This is serious stuff all about Lynn Marie.
Do what?
This is serious stuff.
Serious stuff. Okay, I'm
in. I want you
ahead.
To answer all my questions very seriously.
All right.
Please. Here we go. Question number one.
Okay.
What is your favorite food?
Potatoes.
Ew.
Not a good choice.
Any kind of potato. Fried. McDonald's French fries are my
favorite. McDonald's French fries. Okay. You got that one right. That's all right. What is your favorite time of day?
Day?
That's a hard one, Charlie.
Rainy.
No. What is your favorite time of day? Morning?
Time of day.
Lunch?
Early morning, like before the sun comes up.
Why?
No.
Because a whole new day, brand new beginning, all kinds of hope.
Wrong. It's always lunchtime. Or recess. That's the perfect answer.
Tell her how old you are, Charlie.
I'm 65.
Okay.
Am I 65, Rob? Rob, step up to the microphone. Say how old I am. Tell the nice lady, please.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Rob.
On December 13th.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Charlie. How are you?
Wait, well, is there a trick to this game? Like, am I supposed to be knowing the right answers or something?
Well, I have lots of questions, and when you answer a question, Lynn Marie,
yes,
that I actually think is the right answer, I get very excited. When you answer wrong, like just potato, I don't like that because, you know, a potato is gross. Okay?
Okay.
All right, good. What, Rob, how old am I?
On December 13th, you were 66.
On December 13th, I was 66. What do you think of that, Lynn Marie?
I think that's great.
I'm over 65.
So any time of day is good for you, right?
I'm collecting Social Security. What do you think of that?
So any time of day is good for you.
Can I ask you a favor?
Yes.
Just between you and me, Lynn Marie and Charlie?
Yes.
Can you play Happy Birthday on your accordion?
Sure.
Because that's just about my favorite song.
That's your favorite song.
That's my favorite song.
Happy to you. Happy birthday to you.
Shut up.
Happy birthday, listen, dear Charlie. Happy birthday to you.
He just made.
She said it to
Josh. He just made.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God,
Lynn,
she said happy birthday to Charlie.
Hold on for just a moment, Lynn.
Okay.
Hold on just a moment. Are you tired of this yet, Charlie?
Jesus Christ.
Hold on, let me, now you leave and now you want the door again to come back in?
I don't know. This is tedious, Don. What are you doing with the door?
Well,
please stop opening and closing the door.
Every time I hit the door, you change the personality.
Don't do that, please. Charlie. I don't want to play this game anymore, Don Geronimo. Stop it. Now you got to make me talk like this again. I do not do it, please. Don't. Don, what are you doing? You're exhausting me. This is frustrating and exhausting. And I don't mind telling you, a little bit embarrassing also.
Would you wind it up with her, please?
Absolutely.
Hello?
Lynn Marie?
Yes!
Hi. Listen, we've really enjoyed our time with you.
Well, thank you very much.
I really think that in this day and age of electric guitars and music that's made with synthetics.
Yes, not
and,
real.
And all the drum machines, it's a really nice breath of fresh air that a traditional instrument such as the accordion,
yes,
which is more traditionally found in polka music, is,
yes,
used in a contemporary style. And I think you are to be commended for that, man.
Thank you very much.
God bless you. God bless you. And
you have a good day.
Much luck to you with the box sounds and party dress. Ta-ta.
Alrighty.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
So long.
Ta-ta. You tight ass.
Why am I a tight ass?
You know why you're a tight ass?
I'm a tight ass. Why? Because I showed this lady a modicum of respect. Is that what the problem is? Why are you mad at me, Don?
I love you, Charlie.
I love you, Don. I do. But now I have to resort back to why we don't understand these things that people do. She's a talented musician.
Yeah.
She's accomplished. I don't understand. This is boring stuff. On the accordion. I don't understand. All I wanted to do was a simple interview with a very talented young lady who actually had nice things to say.
You know what's next?
What's next?
The news hour.
Well, finally, the only breath of fresh air on the entire Don and Mike show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.